I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Richard Powers is the author of 12 novels. He is the recipient of a MacArthur Fellowship and the National Book Award, and he has been a Pulitzer Prize and four-time National Book Critics Circle Award finalist. His latest book is The Overstory. This amazing and absorbing story begins with a series of sub-stories about trees and how they affect the environment. The first episode is titled Nicholas Howell. Powell writes, "Now is the time of chestnuts. People are hurling stones at the giant trunks. The nuts fall all around them in a divine hail. It happens in countless places this Sunday from Georgia to Maine. Up in Concord, Thoreau takes part. He feels he is casting rocks at a sentient being with duller sense than his own, yet still a blood relation. This is a splendid beginning for this magnificent novel." Another sample is of Adam Apich. Richard continues, "A five-year-old in 1968 paints a picture. What's in it first? A mother, giver of paper and paint, saying, 'Make me something beautiful.' Then a house with a door floating in the air and a chimney with curls of spiraling smoke. Then four Apich children in descending order, like measuring cups, down to the smallest, Adam. Off to the side, because Adam can't figure out how to put them behind the house, are four trees, Lee's elm, Jean's ash, Emmett's ironwood, and Adam's maple, each made from identical green puffballs. 'Where's Daddy?' his mother asks. Adam sulks, but inserts the man. He paints his father holding this very drawing in his stick hands, laughing and saying, 'What are these, trees? Look outside. Is that what a tree looks like?'" The last sample is Ray Brinkman and Dorothy Cazale. Powers wrote, "They're not hard to find. Two people for whom trees meant almost nothing. Two people who, even in the spring of their lives, can't tell an oak from a linden. Two people who have never given woods a second thought until an entire forest marches for miles across the stage of a tiny black box theater in downtown St. Paul, 1974. Ray Brinkman, junior intellectual property lawyer. Dorothy Cazale, stenographer for a company that does depositions. She catches him gazing and dares him with a glance to own up. He does. It's easier than dying from acute, distant admiration. She agrees to go out with him, if she can pick the venue. He signs off on the deal, never imagining the hidden clauses. She picks an audition for an amateur production of Macbeth." Richard Powers' latest novel, The Overstory, is an enchanting story of trees and their hold on the environment. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.